Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Your haircut looks really nice today.
Thank you for noticing.
Of course. See, I feel like that's not weird for a woman to comment on another man's hair, especially you, because I know you. Let me put you in a situation that happened the other day where I felt like it was totally weird, though.
Okay.
I'm at Costco. Got my cart going around, right? See a sample that looks good. It's a little chomp meat sticks. I was like, all right, I'm going to make my way over there. Let's go over. Hey, how are you? I get the sample and the guy's like, hey, have a great day. I'm like, you too. I go to walk away and he goes, hey, by the way, you have really beautiful skin. I love your tan. I said, thanks. And then I just kind of kept going. And I don't know why, but in that moment, I was like, that's really weird for a man to comment on a woman's skin.
He's hitting on you.
Okay. So I was like, maybe take it with a grain of salt, like whatever. When he was at another sample area, hey, you again. I was like, huh, yeah. And I did not get a sample because I was like, kind of creeped me out last time. So then I get home and I tell Art about it. And I'm like, is that weird? Like, would you ever comment on a woman's skin? And he's like, no. He goes, but he was in a situation where maybe he was trying to get you to buy something. And that's why he commented on your skin. But it gave me the eebie-jeebies. I was like, that's just weird.
Do the sample people make commission if they sell enough beef sticks?
I don't know. I'll tell you, I didn't buy them.
And maybe he'd been around beef sticks so much and he thought of the beef stick color and thought of your skin. Maybe you guys are like the same.
I look like the pork stick.
Well, this is taking a turn. Yes, that is. And maybe he's just like weird at flirting. Because normally if you want to compliment somebody, you say, you have a beautiful smile. Your eyes are so pretty. You'd kind of go that route, right?
Yeah, skin just creeps me out. Makes me think like Hannibal Lecter.
Or maybe if it's like, oh, your skin is so smooth, but he complimented on like the
tone, the color.
Yeah, it makes it sound like he's touching your skin. Ooh, so smooth.
He did not touch me.
Creepy man.
But it did creep me out. And I was like, maybe I just didn't take it for, you know, just an innocent, like, compliment. I just thought that was weird. Is it weird to comment on a woman's skin?
I think so. And especially if you don't know them, like in your situation.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's weird.
Was it creepy or just a compliment? I was at Costco the other day. I went to go grab myself a little sample. The guy that was handing it out handed me the sample. And as I was walking away, he goes, hey, by the way, you have really beautiful skin. I love your tan.
I think it was a creepy compliment. How about that? Because I've been thinking about it a little bit more. And I'm thinking, well, compliment in the sense of, yes, you do. You're glowing right now. Oh, I think you have beautiful skin. But then when I hear it, it's like, hey, you have beautiful skin. Does he want to wear it?
That's what I thought.
What's in the back of his mind?
I walked away and I was like, ooh. Like, and we had said, maybe like you have a pretty smile. Something like that. I don't know. Just the skin thing totally made me think Hannibal Lecter. I was like, I got to get out of here before you get off your shift and you're wearing my skin. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Michelle in Rancho, what do you think? Is it a weird compliment?
Here's my thought. We're in a day and age where we can't even talk to each other because people get offended. And I know that's not you, but I have lost a lot of people in my life. And I know that we're not promised tomorrow. So my motto is if I see something I like in somebody, I tell them because it doesn't hurt to compliment others. We're in a very metrosexual world now. And if you have great skin, girl, say, thank you. If it was weird, then you could say, are you flirting with me? You know, and ask them like that. But it's also, we go back to, it's not what you say, it's how you said it. So was he like, hey, baby, your skin's great? Or was it, hey, you just have great skin, you know?
So what you're saying is I should have taken the compliment and maybe an extra sample.
Yeah, definitely. Absolutely.
Tito in Harupa Valley, you think it's weird?
Absolutely not. That's a man who's he's comfortable with himself. Okay, so the question is, do you have nice skin? Most likely you do. And for him to see that, I mean, you should be flattered because I know you put a lot of time in your skin. My wife, who's got beautiful skin, 56 years old, her skin is flawless. And a lot of men and women compliment how beautiful her skin is. And absolutely, great skin, give the compliment. Not a big deal.
Okay, let me go ahead and nip this in the butt right now. This text message just came in from the 951. When Anthony referred to me as glowing, I am not pregnant.
She just said there's like fluorescent lights that are right above her.
Yeah. 951, Kelly, you're pregnant. No, no, I'm not.
I mean, we do have an announcement at 8 a.m.
That is not the announcement.
All right. Here's a text from the 951 that says, it's not weird at all. You're being dramatic. Unless he made that lizard sound after. And what would that be?
Go ahead. What's that
I was going to ask
like?
You, what's the lizard sound?
Doesn't he do the like... Maybe I am just being dramatic. I think it's a little weird, though. I went to Costco, and the guy doing the samples tried to compliment me, which I appreciate, but he complimented my skin. He was like, hey, by the way, you have really beautiful skin. I love your tan, which I just felt weird.
You're not... that tan.
Not right now. Back in summertime, I was.
Even so, when I, you're not, I don't know.
Here's what Gilbert said. Gilbert said, maybe the dude is just very young. He doesn't know any good pickup lines, so he used the skin line. I was young once too, trust me.
That ran through my head too. Looking at this guy, did he look like he was a smooth-talking DiCaprio-looking fella?
No, he wasn't selling a lot of...
A lot of meat sticks?
Meat sticks. check this out, though. If you think that's weird, the 760 text in says, I've been told that I have nice leg skin. I thought that was weird. He didn't say you have nice legs. He told me I have nice leg skin.
Whenever, I don't know why it's just running through my mind. When I think of leg skin, I think of me in one of those rotisserie chickens and taking the leg skin off and eating
it. Little chicken wing.
Okay, here's something that's going to blow your mind because I still think the skin compliment is so weird.
Okay.
I Googled top five ways to compliment a woman when you're focusing on her physical appearance, okay?
Okay.
Number five, her eyes.
Okay.
Normal.
Standard.
Number four, her fitness level. Along the lines of, oh, wow, your arms are so toned or legs, whatever it might be.
Yeah, he wasn't dropping that line.
Never say that. Number three, her smile. Okay. Number two, her overall beauty. Just saying, wow, you are so beautiful.
Okay.
You want to know what number one is?
It is not skin.
It is her skin.
No.
Saying things like, oh, wow, you're glowing. And compliment, which I think, oh, wow, you're glowing. I'm sorry, you call me pregnant?
Right.
Which I don't think is a very big compliment. But maybe, you focus on your skin a lot, right? Is that something you do want to hear?
But it wasn't like your skin. It was, I don't know. It was just weird. Sherry in Rancho, what do you think? Is that a weird compliment? Has this happened to you?
It just happened to me yesterday. And it was an Uber driver, which I thought was really strange. But he was telling me how wonderful my skin was. And then he complimented my legs. But that's not the strange part. I'm 69 years old. He was 35. And after that, he started trying to ask me out.
Did he lock the doors? Because I'd have been like, where's the panic button?
When he complimented my skin, what I really thought was either he's blind or I don't know.
I hope your Uber driver was not blind.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on the team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're
telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right. And the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.